it seems like consensus is a standard that ICANN uses. And how would you define consensus?
Well, I've grown up, quite literally grown up, in the internet community, technical community, and therefore the last 15 or so years, the IETF. And so I have a particularly pragmatic view of the term consensus, and the IETF term is rough consensus, just to make sure no one thinks it requires unanimity. I like to point out that the word rough has two different meanings in English. One of them is approximate, and the other is difficult or painful, and that it turns out we mean both of them. Consensus is I think the language, there's a document, a couple of IETF documents you might want to take a look at. One is the standards process document. My name isn't on it, but I contributed to early drafts. And the other one is the guideline for working group chairs. And the reason that's an interesting document is that that tries to help people who run real working groups doing real work to give them some guidance about how to do it. And another guy and I wrote the original of that. The guidance we give for figuring out when you have consensus is when you have, I think the term we use is strongly dominant view.
Okay.
Try and reduce that to mathematics.
Is consensus a feasible goal for an organization like ICANN? Or is it the right goal?
Yeah. That actually is a real question. I mean, a serious and important question. At the moment, things don't look great. The noisemakers, the people who are more interested in making noise than making progress, are so loud and so obnoxious and so pervasive that it would seem that the answer to your question is no. I believe that the real answer is that pursuing consensus processes for ICANN is reasonable and appropriate and feasible. The challenge, I believe, is in learning how to assess consensus, how to define it and assess it. And the real challenge there is learning not to be distracted by the learning not to be distracted by noise. So the way you get a sense of a community is not by measuring volume.